Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis. Felt like I was trapped between a rock and a hard place. Then I started Cosentyx.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big?
Ooh.
Summarize with AI in a
click. Click, click, click.
Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
It's Tuesday, December 21st, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. 3 things to know today. Forrester tells the Fed how it did on customer experience. IT leaders say they're undervalued, and Microsoft's right to repair change. This is the Business of Tech. Last week, I covered the EO from the White House around customer experience. Turns out the Fed is doing better there already. Forrester's annual U.S. Federal Customer Experience Index shows a 1.5-point increase over 2020. Rick Parrish, Vice President and Principal Analyst at Forrester, said the latest federal customer experience is a good news, bad news story. On the one hand, scores improved in 6 of 15 key agencies Forrester measured, including a major improvement at the Transportation Security Administration. On the other, the federal average score of 62.6 out of a possible 100 still lags 10.7 points behind the private sector average. On average, the news is good. Agencies are up 1.5 points and the highest we've ever seen. But of course, a 62.6 on a 100-point scale leaves a lot of opportunity for improvement, Parrish told NextGov, where this was quoted liberally from. Why do we care? Because this reinforces the point I made last week. The floor is rising. Sure, the private sector is ahead, and I would expect it to always be ahead. It had better be ahead, as the floor is rising. Are there ways to reduce friction in the way you do business? Top of mind for me today. Snow Software with their analysis of IT managers and executives, quoting ZDNet. 89% of IT leaders claimed that IT roles were undervalued pre-COVID, but are now viewed as essential, with 90% claiming they have become trusted advisors to the business. In addition, 94% of IT managers consider innovation a top priority for their organization, although 71% say IT spends too much time reacting to problems instead of innovating. Top priorities for IT leaders next year are adopting new technology to improve day-to-day operations at 30%, reducing IT costs at 28%, and improving customer service and satisfaction at 28%. While 94% of leaders said their organization has become more innovative when it comes to IT and technology resources, they also say they are challenged to deliver innovation and spend too much time reacting to problems, 71%. Now, why do we care? IT spends too much time reacting to problems instead of innovating. Sounds like something I would say over and over. Nothing here is necessarily surprising, although solving the same issues repeatedly in the same way and expecting results seems like a losing strategy. I was struck by a help desk piece in the Washington Post today about helping family members with IT issues over the holiday, and was left with the question, have we armed these users with the right solutions? I've shared the list. It's a long list of things IT people should do for their families, and it reads like a personal version of the IT apartment's long list. What struck me was wondering if the complexity given to users shows a mismatch to their needs. To improve customer satisfaction and service, perhaps less, maybe more. Microsoft has paired with iFixit to make Microsoft service tools for Surface available. Viewed as a move to support the right to repair, the tools include options for working with the adhesive within the devices. The intention is to give Fixit Pro independent repairers, Microsoft authorized service providers, Microsoft Experience Centers, and Microsoft commercial customers the ability for repairers more than consumers directly. Why do we care? It's a step even to get this outside the walls of Microsoft, and again points to the right to repair movement gaining traction. A win is a win. BVoIP, the cloud communications offering designed specifically for IT providers, BVoIP offers a complete unified communication suite, which can also be tightly integrated via Microsoft Teams. BVoIP delivers the modern workforce cutting-edge features, including contact center, integration to your business apps, and real-time visibility into your remote workers. You control the price with a unique hybrid model that avoids the complex dial tone taxation or compliance bullseye. Don't get stuck in a vendor relationship that works against you. BVoIP is a channel-only company that's here to support you. Find out more by visiting bvoip.com/MSP Radio. Thanks for listening. Anybody else counting the days? Two more episodes. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis. Felt like I was trapped between a rock and a hard place. Then I started Cosentyx.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.